Okay, good morning, everyone. It's nice to see everyone at Shacharis.
You're like really one of a Shacharis Starbucks.
I know, right? I'm breaking in slowly. Maybe I'll apply to Columbia School and then I'll really be part of it. All right. So when we discuss Isser Melacha on Shabbos, so you can really pose four different models for understanding the Isser of Melacha. The first one, and this is in one extreme, is what we were outlining last week, is that there's one Isser of Melacha, and there are 39 manifestations of the Isser. So Torah says, don't do Melacha, and there are 39 definitions of Melacha, but there's nothing distinct or different about the different manifestations of the different Melachos. The general Isser of Lo Sasa Kol Melacha. That's one opinion. The other extreme would be to say the exact opposite. The Torah gives 39 different Isurim of Shabbos. They're only semantically or loosely related. But there's no inherent connection between the Lamentas Malachos. There are 39 Isurim that just relate to Shabbos. Now, in between, last week we charted out an opinion that maybe there's an in-between ground where there's one general Isur of Shabbos, but it has 39 different Tsuros. Meaning there are 39 different instantiations or varieties of Isser Shabbos. And a fourth approach to Isser Shabbos is to say that the first two extremes are both correct. And the third approach basically says that each of the first two extremes are too extreme. So we try to find a middle ground which will say that there are, let's say, you know, gufin muchlakim of one shame Isser. There are different entities of this general Isser Shabbos. That's the third approach. The fourth approach is to acknowledge that there really are two extremes in Isser Shabbos, but both of them happen to be true. And just under different circumstances, a different Shem Isser Shabbos kicks in. I mean, so sometimes there's a general Isser Klali of Losasa Kol Melacha, like a blanket Isser, and sometimes we care about the specific Maisa Avera which happened. So the Isser Shabbos operates on two different planes. So we saw different formulations, either they're Shemos Muchlakim, or they're Gufin Muchlakim, or they're Tamchuyin Muchlakim. That's what we were trying to chart out last week. So today we turn to the Gemara on Shabbos, on Daf Ayin Amud Aleph, the two dots. The Gemara is looking for a source of Chiluk Melachos. How do you know that you're Chayiv a separate Korban Chatas for each of the Melachos that you do? So for example, if you forgot, if you have a Helam Echad, which means you forgot all the Melachos of Shabbos, and one forgetting, so generally, let's say if I forget about the Isser of Chelev, and I eat 10 pieces of Chelev, so I'm only Chayiv one Chatas. If I forget all the Melachos of Shabbos, and I do 39 Melachos, I'm Chayiv for each particular Melacha. That's the concept of Chiluk Melachos. Okay, now we also saw last week, that's if you have Shigigah Shabbos, you forget about, good morning, you forget about Shabbos, you're only Chayiv one Chatas. Or you're a Gershon Iskayer Ben Agayim, so you're only Chayiv one Chatas. If you know about Shabbos, but you forget about the Melachos, you're Chayiv 39 times. How come sometimes you're Chayiv once for all Shabbos, and sometimes you're Chayiv 39 times? So the question that the Gemara is posing here is, how do we know that in cases of Shigigas Melacha, you're Chayiv 39 times? Now, our question has to be, which one is the rule and which one is the exception? Is the exceptional case in the Gemara that there are circumstances under which you're Chayiv 39 Chataos, but the general rule is that there's one Isser Shabbos? Or is the rule that you're Chayiv 39 times, and there's a Chiddush that there's a concept of Shigigah Shabbos where you only Chayiv once. So let's look at the different sources in the Gemara, and we'll see if those take a stance on this question. So, Q, you want to read the Gemara for us?
Sure.
You have it?
Yeah.
Two dots and item now. Chiluk Melachos Minalan.
Chiluk Melachos Minalan.
Okay, and we're going to frame this discussion also by the question posed by the Ritva that we saw last week. Right, why do we need a source? After all, aren't the 39 Melachos distinct Shemos? And then he turns around and he says, no, there's one Isser. And you need a chiddush to tell you that there are different chiyuvim, correct? Good.
So chiluk melachos minalan. Amar Shmuel, Amar Kama mechaleleha motimah. So talking plural. Hatorah ritah mitot harbeh achilul echad.
Ooh. So the Torah tells you that there are multiple deaths for one chilul Shabbos.
I'm amazed, dichtiv. Imenu inyan amazed, dichtiv kol haosem lecha yimat. So now inyan leshogeg.
Okay, good. So what's this source telling us?
That this comes into the case of Shogeg, and it's a metaphorical death.
It's a metaphorical death because you chayv a karbon. From this source in the Gemara, which one seems like the rule and which one seems like the exception?
It seems like it has to include many mitzvot. So if there's one general concept, and then the Torah is a chiddush that there are many punishments.
Okay, what would you point to? Which word in the Gemara, which phrase seems to point? Okay, so what do you think is the most telling there?
A specific word?
Remember, we're talking about a case where you did, let's say, 30, you did multiple malachos.
So it says chilul
achad. Chilul achad. This is considered one chilul Shabbos. You did 39 different malachos. So the Gemara learns that there's a chiddush that you're chayiv 39 times, because even for one chilul Shabbos, you're chayiv multiple chataos. So the assumption of this limud of the Gemara seems to be that there's one shame chilul Shabbos, and yet there's a chiddush that you could be chayiv multiple times for that chilul. Michal, what do you think?
Seems sound for now.
Tzatzas Chaim makes this diak, and Tzatzas Chaim thinks that if you learn from this limud of the Gemara, then essentially you think that the real iser is just one general iser. There's a chiddush of chiluk chatos. Fine. Just take a look at Rabbeinu Chananel for a second. You'll notice that he tries to reread the Gemara. Sometimes it's very telling when you try the simple reading of the Gemara goes one way. And then Rabbeinu Chananel seems to be swimming upstream to reinterpret it. So Osem Malachos Harbe B'Shabes Achas B'Shigigas B'Shkaga Minalan D'Chayev Akom Malacha Malacha U'Pasha At Shmuel Midechsev Kala Osem Bo Malacha Yumas Yafina Minei K'tala L'Mezid V'Ksev K'rachina M'Chalei Amos Yumas V'Lo Tzarech Lei L'K'tala. You don't need it to teach you Misa D'Hay Yafina Lei Pashtana L'Shogeg. Okay. U'Ksev Mos Yumas Misos Harbe Nimtzu B'Chilo Shabes Achas. Misos harbe nimtzu bechilul Shabbos achas. He switches the referent or the subject of chilul echad. Whereas in the Gemara, chilul echad seems to be referring to the malachos, and chilul echad, one chilul, and yet you're chayiv multiple times. So Rabbeinu Chananel shifts the emphasis to chilul Shabbos achas. One Shabbos was mechuleles, and yet you're chayiv multiple times. So that does away with this diuk in the Gemara, if you take Rabbeinu Chananel. I mean, we're pointing out in the Gemara, Chilul Echad, even though there's only one Chilul Shabbos, you're still chayav for it multiple times. So that seems to point that all the malachos are one Isser, because that's what you violated multiple times. Rabbeinu Chananel seems to be saying that the Chilul Shabbos Achas, one Shabbos was desecrated, but we don't know how many times that Shabbos was desecrated. So the Chiddush is that you're chayav multiple times per Shabbos. Fine. So that's just the Ha'ara in how Rabbeinu Chananel seems to be not willing to acknowledge that diuk in the first lashon of the Gemara. Okay, so let's go on. What's the second source in the Gemara?
Just keep reading.
Okay, now let's read the Holy. So what's Rabbi Nathan's limud? Havara lechalik yatzas. The Torah spells out. First it says losasa kol malacha, and then it spells out havara. So the Gemara says, Havar l'chalik yatzas. Havar is trying to tell you that each malacha is a distinct shame iser bifnei atzmo. So now, if you take this limud, the second limud of the Gemara, what would it seem? Havar l'chalik yatzas. That Havara is coming to distinguish between the different malachos. So what would it seem?
It could go either way.
But who takes this in a very extreme way? Who has the most extreme read of this Gemara? Tosas read on Daf Kuf Lamed Ches Lamed Aleph in Shabbos. The Gemara there is trying to figure out. The Gemara says, Hatoles Etz HaMishameres Mishumah Mechayev. Somebody puts up a strainer on Shabbos, what are you chayev for? What Isser Shabbos did you violate? So Tosas read is trying to figure out, or the Rishonim in general are trying to figure out, what do you care what you're chayev for? So maybe a possible nafkamina is that you have to know in order for Hasra, in order to be warned about which Isser Shabbos you're doing, you have to know which malacha this falls under. So Tosas Rid, commenting on the Gemara in Daf Kuf Lamed Ches, says the following: Mishamay Matzrinan Bei, what would you give him Hasra for? Kivan de Havara lechalik yotzeis, since Havara is lechalik, meaning Havara tells you there are distinct Isser on Shabbos, ki ilu ksiv lav akol milacha umilacha dami. It's as if the Torah spelled out a new lav for each malacha. So So the different malachos of Shabbos are as independent as the distinct lavim of chelev and dam, and you have to give a specific hasra, targeted hasra, ala chelev mishum chelev, ala dam mishum dam, kach akol malacha malacha. So Tosfos Rid understand that if you hold havara is lechalik yatzas, then it's ke'ilu the Torah spelled out los asa malacha x, los asa malacha y, los asa malacha z. Okay, so that's probably the most extreme formulation, that all the different malachos of Shabbos are distinct isurim bifnei atzmo, not just analogous to chelev and dam, but really distinct, like chelev and dam are two distinct isurim. Then we have a last source in the Gemara, which we'll talk about for a second. So the last source in the Gemara on the bottom of Daf Ayin Amud Aleph is a limud from Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi Omer v'asa achas mehena. So what do you say about Rabbi Yossi's limud? V'asa achas mehena. Sometimes you're chayiv once, and sometimes you're chayiv multiple times. Sometimes you follow the malachos, sometimes you follow Shabbos. So what do you say?
Isn't that the ideal fourth version we've been talking
about?
Yeah,
exactly. So this seems to say that there are really two different levels. This is acknowledging that even if in the psukim, there is a recognition of two different levels of Isser Shabbos. Sometimes Isser Shabbos manifests itself as achas, and sometimes it manifests itself as hena. Okay, so there are three different makoros in the Gemara. Maybe they speak to three different understandings of Isser Malach. According to the first day in the Gemara, without Rabbeinu Hananel, it would seem that fundamentally there's chil echad, and yet there's a chiddush that you're chayiv multiple times. According to the second day in the Gemara, it seems that if, especially if you take Tosfos Rid understanding havar lechalik yatzas, that's kiilu ksiv lava kol melacha melacha. And according to the third day in the Gemara, no, pamim shei yachas and pamim shei heina. Sometimes there's a generic shem iser, and sometimes there's a specific shem iser. The Minchat Chinuch in particular will see his bias over the other melachos as well. But when the Minchat Chinuch quotes this din of chiluk malachos on Shabbos and mitzvah lamed beis, so what's his bias? Anybody see lamed beis gimel? Yeah, it's iser echad. V'hinei b'chol haTorah akula im over aveira kam pa'amim mishem echad kegon ochal chelav odam kam pa'amim behelam echad eino chayev alachatas achas aval kan af she'elu halamed tes malachos hein kulon mishem echad, even though they're all one shem. Milav de los asa kol malacha, mikamakam im also halametas malachas behelam echad, chayiv lametas chatos ki ilu hein mishnei shemos. So for him, fundamentally, there's one shem iser. There's a chiddush that the Torah says that under certain circumstances we treat it ki ilu there two different shemos. But fundamentally, we're dealing with one block of los asa kol malacha. So there are a couple of important nafkamina to this question. So what would be? Let's take one nafkamina at a time. So it'll be the first nafkamina. All right, what would be a good nafkamina to this question? Whether the malachos are fundamentally distinct or united, unified. Okay, nafkamina. Okay, so that would not really be a nafkamina, because either way you have a limud in the Gemara, which is telling you that you're chayav multiple times when you have shigigas malachos. What would come to mind? Take a stab in the dark.
Separate from the Hasra issue?
Okay, we can do the Hasra issue if you want.
I mean,
we're moving that direction. So let's look at Hasra. Hasra would be a good nafkamina. If someone's about to do an Isser Shabbos, so could I give them a generic Hasra? Well, it's din in general, that you can't get misas bezdin unless you have hasra, unless you're warned. That's Gemara in Sanhedrin. All things being equal. So you need hasra. So what's the hasra that you give? Do you have to give a generic hasra of losasa kol malacha? Do you have to give a targeted hasra that this malacha is asra on Shabbos? Or could you get away with either?
I mean, if it's 39 individual malacha, then you're being too general.
Good.
It doesn't work.
So Tosfos Rid is explicit. Tosfos Rid on Kuf Lamed Ches, which we just quoted. That you need to give a targeted hasra for every specific malacha, because it's ki'ilu the Torah said lo sa'asa kol malacha on each one individually. So generic hasra wouldn't work. So that may be true, unless, and I put this on the Makoros, there's a general machlokas about hasra. How targeted does hasra have to be? So what's the Rambam Shita and Perakid Beis? The Rambam Perakid Beis, halacha Beis, Q?
You just have to say what you're doing is against the Torah and you get X punishment.
Excellent. The Rambam holds that in general hasra doesn't have to be so targeted. All hasra has to be the Rambam Perakid Beis, halacha Beis, of Sanhedrin. All hasra has to be is telling, you know what, you're going to die if you do this, because the Torah forbids it. But you don't have to tell him which Isser of the Torah he's violating. Rashi and Shavuos and Daf Chafam Beis. So Rashi there, when he talks about Hasra, Rashi quotes, Rashi says you give him Hasra with the Pasuk that the Torah quotes. So from Rashi, it seems like the Hasra has to be very targeted. Tosus Rid on Kuflam Ches is assuming that the Hasra has to be targeted. Okay, so let's assume, so in general, so you have Machlokes whether Hasra has to be targeted or not. That would depend also on what Hasra is there for. I mean, the Gemara has a shaila whether Hasra is there lahavchin bin shogeg lemezid, or whether Hasra is there for some other reason. And nafkamina is whether a Talmud Chacham needs Hasra. And a person who knows what these surim are, do you have to give him a Hasra? What? Maybe to be matir atzmo lemisa, that you can't kill somebody unless he's... I mean, the other option would be something more to say that built into Averos is that someone's doing it with, like, malicious intent. So he has to say, I'm an askin aniosa. Right? I mean, I can know that something's asar and I do it and I violate an Isser Daraisa, but maybe the Bezin can only punish you if you're doing something amenas kain because it's asar. So the Rambam Sheet is actually a little problematic because the Gemara distinguishes between those two possibilities. And the Gemara says, Nafkamina is Tamil Chacham, that if it's just about lahavchin bin shogi lemezid, to know whether you're doing it intentionally or unintentionally, so the Gemara says Tamil Chacham would not need Hasra. The problem is the Rambam quotes it backwards. The Rambam says that lo nidna hasra el lahavchin ben shogeg lemezid, and therefore Talmud Chacham needs hasra.
But for the other reason that you need kalchomer, Talmud Chacham needs hasra.
Talmud Chacham wouldn't need for other reason.
Why? If we assume that
you have to show that you're doing this aveira not just because you want to do it, but because you're doing it to go against the Torah.
But if we assume Talmud Chacham is not going to be something lemezid, so.
No, you assume that Talmud Chacham knows that Ksiva is Asra on Shabbos, so you don't have to give him warning. But if the Hasra is there, let's say, to show that the Avera is Lahachis, so then he has to say, I'm an Askin on Yosef, even if he knows that this is Asra.
Right.
Fine. But what about, let's assume not like the Rambam. So according to Rashi, that you have to give targeted Hasras. Then what's the Hasra that has to be given on Shabbos? So what's going to be the inclination of the Minchas Chinuch? Given his definition of chiluk malachos, hasra klos of losasa kol malacha, which is actually what he says, which is very nice. It's very nice that it works out. So this is the minchas chinuch in lamed beis. The nira pasha lefi masha hevenu b'shem Rashi ditzarech lahasros bo me'ezel lav. According to Rashi, that you have to give a targeted hasra. Nira pasha imavar al malachas havara b'shabes. So Minchas Chinuch thinks that even if you give a general hasra of losasa kol malacha, so of course that's considered a sufficient hasra for Shabbos, because according to him, fundamentally all the malachos are mishem echad. Now, what's strange about the Minchas Chinuch, and what's not really so clear, is whether he thinks that for every malacha you could get away with both. He talks about it in terms of getting away with both. Meaning, don't think that you have to give a targeted hasra. You could even get away with saying lo sasa kol malacha. I'm saying, would the Minchas Chinuch entertain the possibility that you have to give a hasra lo sasa kol malacha? Because what does the Torah ask? The Torah doesn't say don't do ksiva or don't do boneh. The Torah says lo sasa kol malacha. So maybe you're kind of... you're underwriting what the Torah asserted if you just give on a specific malacha. But the Minchas Chinuch himself doesn't really throw out that possibility. It's not clear, actually. It's not clear. So is there a possibility that you'd have to give a hasra generally, and that hasra on each individual av malacha would be insufficient? So that I'm not so sure about. The what does the Yushalmi say? Or the Yushalmi, the Tosefta in Sanhedrin?
It doesn't mention at all the fact that you need to say the Isser and Esra.
Right.
There's so many different opinions of what you do need to say, but none of them talk about the specific Isser.
Right. And the Yushalmi and the Tosefta in Sanhedrin, so they both assume that if you see somebody being Mechal Shabbos, you just tell him Mechala Mos Yimas. You don't have to tell him the specific Melacha. But what's not clear in the Yushalmi is whether the Yushalmi is assuming, like the Rambam, that in general Hasra doesn't have to be targeted to the specific Avera, or the Yushalmi assumes that all the Melachos on Shabbos are sufficiently covered by a generic Mechala Mos Yimas, and really you don't have to distinguish between the different Melachos. I don't know. I thought when I read the Yushalmi, the Yushalmi opposes. The Yushalmi has two cases. One case is where you see somebody who's about to murder somebody, so you tell him shofech dam ha'adam, shofech dam adam ba'adam damo yishafech, something like that. So there you're referring to the aveira, that vera is shvichas damim. Then when it comes to Shabbos, the Yushalmi says, oh, if you see somebody about to mechal Shabbos, mechala mos yimas.
There's a more general passage for shvichas damim that you could.
There is or there isn't?
There isn't. I'm saying what else would you want?
Right, so it seems like the analogous hasra for shofech dam adam, dam yishafech, is mechala mosimas.
What are you trying to infer, like, draw from there then?
I mean, there at least there is a reference to the Maisa Avera.
Right, but I'm saying that there's a reference to the Maisa Avera, but there's no other pasuk that would have been more appropriate. It's not like there's a more general pasuk that doesn't have a reference to Maisa Avera.
Is that true?
I don't know. I think he could have done it from like Noah, No.
Right, like Los Sirtzach.
That's also, that talks about Maisa Avera.
Yeah?
If anything, Shofech Dam Adam would have done, Shofech doesn't really talk about Maisa Avera. It's like a
Shofech Damim. Shofech Damim is a Maisa Avera.
But it's not a
Sivo,
it's from Noah.
I'm not sure. But at least over there, it incorporates a Maisa Avera. Mechala, you could say that Mechala is a Maisa Avera. Chilul Shabbos. Right, so I'm just not sure which way the Yushalmi is going. I didn't see anybody who talks about it differently. Good. So Asra will be one Nafkamina. A second Nafkamina. Chan, you want to be two for two? Yes.
The Chatzi Chatzi?
Tzirif Shirim. So the Menachat Chinuch here again, Lashita, so has a wild, wild Chiddush. Where he says, let's say you did half a malacha of kotzer and half a malacha of tochein. So can you combine them? So to the extent that they're two different shemos, so you can never combine two different isurim. That the Rambam is very clear about that in Machalos Asuros, and that's even with respect to achila. So if you eat, let's say, chelev, half a shear of chelev and half a shear of dam, so those will never combine to create a shear shalem because they're incompatible isurim. Can't combine them. But if you have two different kinds of nevela, says the Rambam, which are shem echad, so then of course you could combine them to, you could have nevelas ashor and, let's say, nevelas haseh. So those two could combine chatzi shir of each to create a shir shalim. So what about the malachas of Shabbos? Can they combine to create a shir shalim? So what does Menachas Chinuch say?
Depends on what the shigigah.
Excellent. If it's shigigas malachos, and you're chayev for each malacha bifnei atzma, so then the shiurim can never combine, because the Torah at least artificially tells you that you're chayev for each one independently. But if it's shigigas Shabbos, and now you're chayev per each Shabbos, so there's no artificial distinction between the different malachos, you're chayev for the generic category of losasa kol malacha. So then, says the Menachas Chinuch, in the context of Shigigas Shabbos, you could combine chatzi shir of different malachos. So this is the Menachas Chinuch l'shitaso on all three points. The Menachas Chinuch defines chiluk malachos as simply being an artificial distinction within Shem Echad. The Menachas Chinuch thinks that there's no reason why you can't give hasra of a generic losasa kol malacha. The Menachas Chinuch thinks, barring the artificial distinction of the Torah of Shigigas malachos, in the case of Shigigas Shabbos where there's no distinction, so then, of course, you can combine chatzi shir of tochein and chatzi shir of kotzer. In the footnotes, the Menachas Chinuch, they point out that this is against the Shita Mekubetzos and Krisos, and daf tezayin of base oschapav, where the menchazchina, where the shita mekubetzas assumes as davar pashut that you can't combine different melachos even in shigah Shabbos, because even in shigah Shabbos fundamentally they're distinct shemos iser. But the menchazchina is leshitaso on all of these, on all these points. There'll be another nafkamina to this question. Do you have another nafkamina?
Thank you.
Michal, you have a nafkamina for us?
It's a wild shot. Maybe being considered a... What makes you considered a halach Michal Shabbos?
What do you mean?
In terms of
just
the
latest
stuff, so
would
we say that you have to be over all melachos in order?
Oh, the
havamin
and the
mechilta? I wasn't thinking of that,
but
maybe.
I mean, do you have to violate all the melachos?
Yeah.
Oh. That's an interesting question. We'll talk about that for a second. The Tosos on Daf Ayin and Aleph, on the Gemara, talks about chiluk melachos. So Tosos quotes a very interesting mechilta. It's in the middle of Tosos Dira Maschil Yachol, about halfway through. So the first word on the line is kimo, next word is bimechilta. But the Mechilta has a havamina, you know, that you wouldn't be chayiv achata, so you wouldn't be chayiv for chil Shabbos until you do all lametas melachos. The Tanya, come on, Mechilta Tanya Hasam, Reb Nasan Omer, Lo Sevaru Eish Lama Nemar, Alfish Nemar Vayakel Moshe, Shomei Ani Shelo Yei Chayiv Ad She Yavor Lametas Melachos. So I would have thought that you're not chayiv for chil Shabbos until you do all lametas melachos. So what's that havamina, you know? Why would you only be chayiv once you do all lametas melachos? Tamar lamar b'char shiva katzir. Then you have a chiddush of a char shiva katzir that you're chayiv at least for char and katzir separately. So what's the havamina? How do you explain it, Mikey? What do you think about the havamina? You're only chayiv once you do all lametas melachos.
Yeah, it's
a very strange havamina.
Then you could like.
Why do you think it's ridiculous?
Okay,
why is that so crazy?
What?
You don't think it's crazy that you take a pen, you write two letters, and you're Mechal Shabbos? That's not Laman Yanuach? Yeah, because you're living in a post Mechilta world where you already have the assumption that this is what Shabbos is. Right? Q, what do you think?
This may just be, again, hindsight reading, but Lo Tasa Kol Melacha doesn't seem to be as the Gemara often reads, you know, don't do all the Melachot, seems to be, don't do any of the Melachot.
Same, there's a linguistic question here about there's an ambiguity
even
in the Kol.
Don't do melacha. That's what it seems to be saying.
That's against the mechilta.
Yeah.
Right. But the mechilta didn't. The mechilta read it as an inclusive call. Lo sasa kol melacha. Don't do all the melachos.
But it's just a weird way to read it.
Is it?
Yeah.
You don't think it's inherently ambiguous?
You could say that, but it just.
Yeah, otherwise, it should have been lo sasa kol melachos.
I can't think of any other case that's analogous to this, that where we say, like, I don't know. Like Lo Tal of Dim, you haven't gone against the Avodah Zarah unless you've anointed yourself and done this and that and that and you've done every type of worship. We don't say that.
Right.
I don't even know if I haven't seen obviously everything, but I'm guessing there's no Havamina. I mean, you have to do everything.
Even when we were talking about like Shemir Shiracha, we were talking about that within Halamacha, meaning that like the Menachachina like said, oh, the Havamina is that like we're talking about Shemir Shiracha. That was just in. The Havamina that you wouldn't be chayiv until you did all of them was all within Halam Chad. We never saw a Havamina that for an entire Shabbos you could get away with not being chayiv chata until you do all 39.
Right. So what? Whatever understanding, or in order to make sense of the Mechilta, what would you have to assume? I'm not saying that this is sufficient to understand what the Havamina here is, but I think the Mechilta definitely presupposes an understanding of the Melachos. So this, you could say Havara is the Lav Yatzas, which is Mechilkas in the Gemara. If Havara is there to tell you that there's a separate Lav, so then Havara doesn't reflect anything about the general Melachos. Havara is a lav, just like Tchumin is a lav on Shabbos. Nothing, it's not a malacha. Man damar Havara lachalik yatzos assumes it's a malacha, and therefore it reflects something about the other malachos. So you can get away with Havara. I would say that Mechilta clearly presupposes that all the malachos are one generic iser. Now that's not sufficient to explain the Mechilta because it's still strange. Right? Because sometimes, like Losa Avdeim, like you could say that all of Avodah Zarah is one iser, but you violate Avodah Zarah by each particular action of Avodah Zarah. But definitely the Havmin here assumes that, I mean, if, let's put it this way, the Havmin cannot assume that all the malachos are distinct isurim. What's the Havmin? I'm not chayev for chelev until I violate all the machalos of asuros in the Torah? That doesn't make any sense. But the Havmin here seems to assume that there's one shem iser for all the malachos, and there's a chiddush that the Havmin also thinks that you're only chayev if you, let's say, do a full shear of all malachos.
Once if they're all like grouped together, then if you do a full shear of just one of them, then like you, if they're all the same thing, then like you don't. I have the same about a Zara question.
What?
It's the same question as like, about a Zara thing, but like if they're all clumped together, then if you do a full shear of one of them, then like it's as if you've done all of them, sort of. Right? If they're all like.
Right.
So I don't know.
So you don't like it?
I just don't understand it, I guess.
No, but there are some times, let's say, you have a malacha and you have an iser, and in order to violate that iser, you have to do a full shear of that iser. So you can eat, let's say, 3/4 of a kezias, and then
right,
you could
exactly.
Eat 7/8.
So, but once you've had a full shear of, like, one malacha, you shouldn't have to do all the other malacha. If they're all, if it's one general category of malacha, then, like, if you've done a full shear of
But here the Gemara is assuming that all, the definition of malacha doesn't just mean writing two letters. Definition of malacha means all the stages it takes to create a mishkan. That's malacha.
Okay.
I'm saying, but that presupposes that this is there's one shame malacha, and all the different all the different lamentas are just ways of getting to that definition of malacha.
Okay.
Right.
When would you ever do that b'shogeg?
Well, no. This could be even. Well, is this having a b'shogeg or b'mezid? It's, you're right, it seems like it's b'shogeg. I mean, b'shogeg, you built the mishkan on Shabbos.
It seems like you would only do this completely lahachish something.
It seems somebody was reading a tshuva of Rav Avadia last night in the shul in Englewood, and he was saying how, you know, he's showing what the steps Rav Avadia took in being Matir Agunos, and so they had this one shaila that people got married. It was a non-religious wedding, but he gave her a ring, and he said, "Hey, I'm a kodesh esli." And the question was, were there kasher edim? Because if there are no kasher edim, then you could use it as a sniff lahakel and say that they weren't really married, so fine. So the evidence was that they looked over the wedding video, and from the video, it seemed like there were no Shomrei Shabbos in the crowd. So therefore, there couldn't have been any kasher edim at the wedding. How in the world could you tell in a crowd standing at a wedding that it looked like not a single person there was Shomrei Shabbos? But what was it? Got married on Shabbos and everyone there was doing malacha? I just can't. How could you know that from looking at the video? I don't know. I guess you have cases. But so let's look back at this Havmin. So I think this Havmin is definitely an extreme manifestation of one shame iser. One shame iser. But there's a broader issue with this Havmina. The Ramban and the Ritva both ask, I don't understand. How could the Mechilta have a Havmina that you have to do all Lamatas Malachos? So Ramban, in one of his questions, poses, it says losasa kol malacha, which is what Q was saying. The definition of kol malacha assumes each individual one. But more than that, what about the story with the Mekoshesh? The Mekoshesh was chayiv for doing one malacha, and he got misa. So the Mechilta didn't know the story of the Mekoshesh Eitzim? What? That's not what the Ramban answers. That's not what the Ramban answers. The Ramban suggests, actually, he's like, Shema yesh lechalik ben shogeg lemezid, which is very interesting. This is what Mikey was saying. The case of the Mekoshesh, he's assuming was a case of bimezid, and he was chayv misa, so clearly it was a case of mezid. So the Ramban says, bimezid, so then there's never a havamina that you would have to do all the malachos. Bimezid, each malacha is defined bifnei atzma. Bishogeg, there's a havamina you'd have to do all lamites. And that's very puzzling. Why would you distinguish between the nature of the malachos whether they're violated b'shogig or whether they're violated b'mezid. B'shogig, they act as an integrated category, and b'mezid, they function independently. The Ritva doesn't, he quotes the Ramban, he says it doesn't make sense at all. He says it must be that the Mechilta never really had a Havamina. They'd have to do all Lamed Tes. Because there's no room to Mechalek between Shogeg and Mezin. What about the Ramban? What do you think? What would you say for the Ramban?
The general answer is just sometimes they function as one, sometimes as many. But
yeah, that's what I would say also. But this is different because the Gemara gave us a distinction between two different cases of shogeg. Shigas Shabbos Shechayev 1, Shigas Malachos Shechayev 39 times. Here we're saying that b'mezid, so with, let's say, malicious intent, so then you're going to be chayev for each malacha b'fnei atzma. Each malacha serves as an independent chil Shabbos. But b'shogeg, where you're not intending to violate Shabbos, so then all the malachos all suddenly function as a category. So that distinction seems to assume that the nature of Isser Malachos, almost by definition, is dual. That's what I thought also for the Ramban.
When you say the function is one b'shogeg, you're talking a havamina, you have to violate all of them.
Right.
I need to
formulate my thoughts. Well, we hold that you're chayev even b'shogeg for each one.
Right.
But the question is, if you assume that you never have a havamina for b'mezid, but you would have a havamina for b'shogeg, then you're recognizing already that there is this distinction that could exist.
I guess it helps make the distinction in the Mishnah that we say that, I guess, there's just a pasuk that teaches the exception that shigigat melacha is chayev al-kachat, whereas the norm would be shigigat shabbat yom chayev one.
I'm not sure which will be the norm, the shogeg or the mezid.
If we have a hav, okay, fine.
Yeah, I think that's still open to question.
But it helps to explain the distinction.
Yeah. A fascinating nafkamina, which is actually a problematic one also, is the question of yediyah sachit. The Mishnah in Krisa says you never chayev for a chatas unless you have a yediyah that you violated the avera. So if you go ahead and you eat chalev, and you never found out that you ate chalev, you're not chayev a korban chatas for it. Moreover, says the Mishnah, if you know for sure that you ate something that's aser, but you don't know which iser you violated, you're not chayev a korban chatas. It's o hoda elav chatas, though. You have to know the specific iser which you violated. So if you know that you ate either chalev or dam, but you're not sure which of the two, so you never chayev a korban chatas.
Is it special because it's covered by the carbon on Yom Kippur, though? Is that a special case?
I don't think so. I think in general, we always assume you need yediyah. And in order for something to constitute yediyah, you have to know which avera you violated. So what about the malachos of Shabbos? Is it sufficient to have found out that you violated Shabbos? Or do you have to know whether you violated Kosev or Mochik?
Wouldn't Asra tell you that?
Because Asra, this is a case of Bishogeg. You only chayev a chatas if you violate Shabbos b'shogeg. By definition, you'll never have hasra in a shogeg case.
Where's the Mishnah?
Krisos test.
Halam for Shabbat is always is talking about if you forgot it at one time, not like you realize it was hasra at one
time. Halam means the forgetting.
Forgetting not.
You knew, right? That's why the case of Gershon Iskayer ben Agoyim or Tinok Shenishba is an exceptional case. That's why the Gemara in Samach Tes is trying to figure out cases. What does that mean? You knew or you had a halama. What did you forget? So the Mishnah increases in Daf Tesam Aleph is not clear. From the Mishnah, it sounds like it's a machlokas between the Tanaim. Do you have the Mishnah? Q?
I'm pulling up.
I think it's the Tesam Aleph.
Yeah.
So the Mishnah starts off, and I mean the Mishnah. There's just one line there where it's not clear whether the Mishnah is. I mean, there's a general machlokas how much you have to know, how particular your knowledge has to be about what you violated, and then it says like Lo nechuku ella b'shem echad. You see that? There's like a Yeshua, and there's like a Shimon Shizuri. The Mishnah has two cases. One case is, this for sure everyone seems to agree on. If you do Malacha Ben HaShemashos between Shabbos and Yom Kippur, and you're not sure what you violated, So you're not chayav achatas at all. Because yeah. Shabbos and Yom Kippur are two different yisurim. The question is, what about malacha? Let's say you did two malachos, and you're not sure which malacha you did. So are you chayav achatas? So the Rambam, so the Mishnah is not so clear. Maybe machlokes in the Mishnah. It's not clear what the Mishnah is referring to. But the Rambam in Perek Ches of Hilchos Shgagos, I'm in Perek Beis, sorry, of Hilchos Shgagos. Ram says that you have to know the shame iser which you violated. Ram says, if you violated one shame iser, but you're not sure which guf you violated it on, right? So it's about guf and muchlakim. So the case in the Gemara is, person has bia with two different women, say both who are nidos. So you're chayav achatas b'shogeg for each one. So if he knows that he violated the iser nida, he's just not sure with which woman he violated it. So Ram says you're chayav achatas. Because guf and muchlakim is not sufficient enough of a distinction to say that you didn't have yediyas achet. So shame iser is critical for yediyas achet. Guf and muchlakim is not critical. The problem is that the Rambam leaves out, the Rambam gives a list of what's considered yediya. Ketzad. Chela v'nosar lefanav. V'achal es echad mehem. This is Rambam Beis Gimel. V'en yodea eza achal. So if you're not sure if you ate chela v'nosar, or ishto nida va'achoso, person's not sure whether he had relations with his wife who's a nida or his sister. Vishaga gubal achas mehen, ve'en yodea eza mehen baal. Or Shabbos v'yom ha'kipurim lefanav, va'asa malacha ba'achas mehen ve'en yodua be'eza. He's not sure whether he violated Shabbos Yom Kippur. Harei ze pater mikarban chatas. So you're pater because you're not sure which shame iser you violated. The Rambam leaves out the case of malachos. And the Rambam does not say, or does not give malachos as an example. Whereas in the Mishnah, it seemed that there was some sort of machlokes about the malachos. The Menchas Chinuch, writing in Simen Kuf Chaf Aleph, which is his mitzvah about mitzvahs korban chatos. So Menchas Chinuch says, the Rambam left out the malachos, and he says, you know why? Efshar dehu pashut. Dechmo mishnei shemos depater below noda eza chet chet. Just like by two shemos, you're pater if you don't know which one you did. Imkein hu adin b'shabes. Dechayev alamatas malachos afilu behalam achan. Maybe Rama meant, just like for two different shemos, you're not chayev unless you know which one. So too for the malachos, you're not chayev unless you know which malacha you violated. Meaning, the different malachos are shemos muchlakim. So everyone should be upset. Why?
It's not l'shitaso.
Ah, it's not l'shitaso.
He's explaining the Rambam.
What?
He's explaining the Rambam.
He's explaining the Rambam, but as any good person reading the Rambam, they'll read the Rambam in light of their own, right, their own interpretation of Isser Shabbos. So fear not. Because the Menchas Chinuch in the next paragraph says that's impossible. And really the Rambam holds that the Malachos are not shameless Muchlakim. Menchas Chinuch says, whatever. He's like, you know what? The Rambam paskins, the Rambam has a bit of a chiddush, that you don't need Yediyah on Gufin. Right? The case with the two different Nidos. So if you, as long as you know the Shem Isser, even if you don't know on whom you violated it, so you're still Chayav Achatas. That's the Yediyah. So the Menchas Chinuch says, you know what? Once the Rambam paskins that, then kol shekein v'kal v'chomer, the Rambam holds that you don't need to know which malacha. Al kein eno mevi din zeh b'shabit, di v'shabit tzarech sheyivada lo eze malacha, di ma begufin muchlakim, di v'chol inyan muchlakim l'chatas, ein tzarech sheyivada lo, rak ha'aveira, v'lo be'eza guf, alachas kama v'kama b'malachos, di yesh chilak chatos, rak b'shigas malachos. So the Menachas Chinuch ends up saying what he initially thought, that for the Rambam, maybe the different malachos are shemos muchlakim, and therefore you need a yediyah. Then he turns around and he says, once the Rambam already holds that you don't need a yediyah on the guf, then kol shekein v'kal v'chomer, you don't need a yediyah on which malacha, because the distinction between the malachos is even weaker than the distinction between guf and muchlakim. Okay, so it turns out the Menachas Chinuch is very much l'shitaso in the end of the day. As long as you know that you violated generic Isser Shabbos, so you're chayiv chatas. Whereas the Pashut read of the Rambam and what the Minchas Chinuch initially suggested for the Rambam was that you would need to know every specific, which specific malacha you violated. There's another Rambam here which is even more interesting. Rambam in Perek Ches of Hilchos Shkagos. Halacha Beis, maybe? Halacha Beis. Everyone look at Shkagos Ches Beis. There's a concept in Krisos that you're only chayv in Asham Taloi if there was an Isser Kavua. Are you familiar with the concept of Isser Kavua? Exactly. So the case of Hukva Yisuro is like this. Let's say you're not sure whether you ate something that's kosher or not kosher. So you chayv achatas? So it depends on the case. If there's one piece of meat in front of you, you have your bread meat. So you have one piece of meat in front of you, and you're not sure whether this is kosher or treif, and you eat it, so you're not chayv achatas. You're not chayv in asham talu either. Nashim is a carbon you bring on a safek. So you're not even chayv in asham talu. Why? Because you're not sure whether you did an aveira bichlal. But even though there's a 50% chance you did the aveira, if you have two pieces of meat in front of you, okay, one is treif and one is kosher, and you're not sure which one you ate, the kosher one or the treif one, so even though there's also a 50% probability that you did an aveira, so you're chayv in asham talui. What's the difference? One of them is ikva yisura. There's a definite presence of iser. So whereas when you have one piece and you're not sure whether it's treif or kosher, so there's no vadai presence of an iser, so then we say you're not chayv anything. But when you have two pieces and one of them is vadai treif, so there was an iser in front of you and you're just not sure which one you ate, so then we say you're chayv in asham talui. That's the concept of ikva yisura. What?
Did himself also?
Could be.
Like a mouse, like picking.
All those sveikos in the beginning. Different kinds of sveikos. There are like more kavua sveikos, and then there are sveikos that are inon kavua. So, the Rambam says, "Eino chayv asham taloi achi hesham iser kavua." Right? And he gives the example I just gave you. Then the Rambam says, "What's an example of an iser kavua?" Osha asa melachos b'shabis. V'lo yada me'ein ezo malacha asa. Whoa. Hareza chayiv asham taloi. The Rambam says that if you do a malacha on Shabbos and you're not sure which malacha you did, so you're chayiv in asham taloi. Why? The Kesef Mishnah asked me, man of shach, if each malacha constitutes an independent iser, then you should be chayiv for. If each malacha is an independent iser, and you don't know which malacha you did, so you're pater from a chatas, right? But you should also be pater from an asham talui, because what's the case? You're not sure whether this malacha which was in front of you, this malacha which you did, you're not sure whether it was malacha X or malacha Y. And analogously, if you have one piece of meat in front of you and you're not sure whether it's chalev or whether it's dam, so you're not chayev asham taloi for it. Now, so you shouldn't be chayev anything. But if all the malachos are one generic shem iser of los asa kol malacha, so now you're just not sure whether this was kotzer or tochen. But there definitely was an iser of los asa kol malacha. So if that's the case, then you should be chayev not an asham tala, you should be chayev a karban chatas. Everyone understand that?
Is that not possibly it's a shita? You just didn't mention that you'd also be chayev a chatas.
So it's possible, but the Rambam earlier If you didn't mention it.
He meant to mention it. It wasn't.
But I don't think you can be chayav echadas and an asham tali at the same time.
All right.
For the same thing. So here the Rambam is saying that you're chayav and asham tali for this case.